In this demo, we will have an introduction and high-level overview of the Application Performance Management DevOps principle in Parson Limited MRP. So we have the application opened, and if we go through the sections, we can see quotes, orders. But if I go into dealers, it loads and take forever to get back. So it's not hard to tell that we have a performance issue in this section. Since we don't have a lot of time into the demo, we will immediately modify the code that caused this problem, and we will see after that how APM fit into that. Let's go into Visual Studio Code. If I search dealers, you can see that in the controller that calls the repository, we can see that for each time that we want to get the dealers, we loop 100,000 times, which is insane. So basically, this is a bug. You could think of any bug that you want. So let me fix that. We will change that to 1. Save this. We will push. Huge performance gain. And we will push that into the repository. Now, this will trigger the whole thing, the continuous integration, the continuous deployment. So while this is doing that, we'll take a look at what do we see when we have application performance monitoring tools. Like in this case, we are using Application Insight, but you could use tools like New Relic, for example. If I go into the portal, you can see in dev that I have my Application Insight. And in Application Insight, you have a lot of information in there. So if I go into performance, under performance, we can see that we can already see some problems in there. So we have been hit by load tests in the past. So there's a lot of page views, but we can see that in MongoDB find all, there's 75,000 calls to the database. So this is the kind of thing that pop in your mind that maybe you have performance problem or other issues because you are making way too much calls to the database compared to what you would need to. But in there, you can also see page view load time. So if you want to dig and check why this page taking 4 seconds to load, and you can troubleshoot and click your way through, find more detail about it. So in there, you can trace failures. So you can see that for those pages, I have errors, and you can click on them to just start to dig into each time the error occurs, etc. And I have details if you go a little bit deeper. So if I go back to my VSTS, go into release, go into my build, since it's in progress, we will also check how APM is done. So we are dealing with Java site, and Java, we are compiling archives. So jar archive and war archive for the website. So what we did to configure application performance management in there is that we created a script So if we take a look at this file, which is set APM in drop, we'll take a look at what it does. This is the instrumentation code that we place into the client web app pages. So basically we inject that code section on inside the head section of the page. We are going to extract the order archive, update what we need to update in there, the application inside.xml. We also extract the client WAR file, the MRP WAR file, and we update all those pages, index, catalog, dealers, etc. And we inject the code that we just saw above. So, and after that, we update the archives using 7-zip. So if we go back to the releases, we can see now that the dev has been updated. And if I go back there, click quotes, if I go into dealers, it should be, you see, it's instantaneous. So this is the kind of thing that you can troubleshoot in Azure, but using other tools like New Relic also, you can plug your code using application performance monitoring and application performance management to enable you to dig, see problems, and be proactive instead of being reactive to problems when customer calls you.